Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, natural medicine.
Chest pain, the common cold, you know, that's different. But now when it comes to diseases like the Addison, the Parkinson, they're not even going to know. They're going to say it's witchcraft.
Well, when we talk about natural medicine, what does that mean? This is a distinct primary health care profession emphasizing prevention, treatment, and optimal health. This is through the use of self-healing process, the herbs, and others, away from chemicals. But anyway, tonight, we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please, stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to our show our reporter, viewer reporter in Mombasa, Josephat Kioko. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Shomari, for having me.
And of course, from Kampala, Uganda, Kenneth Bure. Welcome back again, Kenneth.
Thank you very much.
And in Houston, Texas, Ellie Kihengu. Welcome, Ellie.
Thank you.
So, natural medicine or alternative medicine has grown in popularity and is used by a significant percentage of the population in many countries, especially in Africa. So, I spoke to Fatimata Kuroma, a nurse, and I wanted to know her take.
I'm a supporter. I do believe in organic, natural foods. I mean, my country, Sierra Leone, my family's from there. They eat lots of leafy vegetables, you know, such as cassava leaf or spinach and things like that. So, I love it, and it's definitely good for you. And you know, if you go to any African country, they're very organic, and they believe a lot in natural products.
But also, Fatimata, they say that some of the herbal medicine is not appropriate in all situations. What would you say to people who say that?
I agree. You do have some herbalists that are very well educated in that, naturopathy. Mm. So if you do, you can consult with them. And the doctors, it's a profession, they're doctors, and they can basically help you with getting that right amount of what you need prescribed to help you with some of the natural products. But some of these pills and medicines, they're the chemical versions of some of the natural things we find naturally anyway. Mm. You know, so instead of getting it, you know, pill form, chemical based, you can get it through these natural products. So they are natural doctors that are licensed and check on that, and then are available to help you to get the right dosage of some of these things. And definitely consult with them. If you have one, definitely go with that.
And you know, some places, especially if you're talking about Africa here, we're talking about most of those doctors, or not doctors, but I'm saying the natural medicine specialists, you're not sure of how the expertise they have. You might meet somebody in the village somewhere and they just tell you, okay, just drink this. You might want to consider looking into that. Is that correct?
I agree with you. I mean, unfortunately, that's all they have, you know, back there. Even though there are doctors and there are drugs there that you can buy easily. I was talking to someone a couple weeks ago. You know, when I went to Africa, I forgot to take my... I didn't have enough time to go and get my medicine for malaria.
Uh-huh.
So what I did, but they sell all those things over the counter, Cipro, malaria medication. They have a lot of thick drugs too. So I can advise to talk to people who know where they have the real drugs at. We don't get into taking fake drugs.
Mm.
So there's a lot of that rampant in Africa, the fake drugs they make in China. But if you know people that sell the real products, go there. So what I did was, I went there, I took medicine that they normally treat malaria with, and then I took that as a prophylaxis instead, you know, and I was fine, you know, so that I won't catch any type of malaria.
Right. Thank you, Fatimata Kuroma. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing natural medicine. And back to the studio. We do know, according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine, they mentioned that cinnamon can be used to help treat things like muscle spasms, vomiting, diarrhea, infections, the common cold, loss of appetite, and a lot more. So, I just want to know, do we need more of traditional medicine in our lives today? Or maybe not? And I'll start this with Eli Kihengo. Since Eli, you're a pharmacist, tell me something about this. You know a lot about medicines.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a conflict of interest,
okay,
in a way, for me.
Okay.
I realize they do work. Of course, it was all years back. Our forefathers used natural medicines. You know, they use roots, and they do have, you know, healing powers. I get that.
Right.
In my field, I mean, we have, you know, natural medications that patients would come in and ask, and we would recommend. The only problem is the FDA in America doesn't really control that. So it's basically out there claiming to do what it does. But unless something goes wrong, then they'll pull it out.
Right.
So, of course, if you have symptoms of certain things, you can use it. But if you have serious conditions, I still believe that you need to go to the doctor and get the right chemical medication. And also, when it comes to a pharmacist, you're talking about interactions. If somebody's already using some, you know, chemical medication, then you find the herbs and whatnot, you may make it worse. So, yeah, it is useful to a certain extent, and certain situations don't call for it. That's my take at it.
Okay, so it depends. All right, I got you.
It just depends.
Okay, very well said. We do know that in India and China, this tradition has been as long as 5,000 years ago. But recently in Kenya, there have been so many claims out there for healing powers. But tell me something, Josephat Kioko. What is this about in natural medicine in Kenya?
I mean, we can start by congratulating the African researchers for inventing what they believe could be cure for some diseases which have troubled Africans for quite some time. And I think it's not the first time that a Kenyan has come out to declare that it could have been invented a cure for AIDS and other diseases. We have a scientist who has been a doctor for many times called Dr. Abel. So some time back, he talked of curing HIV virus. And this time we have a politician. In fact, this politician from coastal region reminds me of the Gambian former president. I think Jammeh was reportedly having said that he has cure for HIV and AIDS. And this, I think this is the right direction. If the scientists, the medical doctors, and all those who have strong belief in natural cure, we have the herbs. Africa is famous for having the herbs. And there's scientific evidence that majority of the natural medicine is doing well. I come from a region where people do not use the chemical drugs a lot. My grandfather never went to hospital for nearly half a century, and this is good record. I mean, there's a lot of pollution currently in the world, and if people could go by the natural means, maybe with a little bit of aid from professional doctors and scientists, well, and this is the right way, that direction to go.
Maybe people wouldn't need to go to the hospitals anymore. Okay. Let's hear to my friend Kenneth Bwire, all the way from Kampala, Uganda. What's your take on this, Kenneth?
I live in a country where people believe that the supplementary or the medicine that we use today in hospitals, as my colleague in pharmacy says, or she helps to cure people in pharmacies, in Uganda, we believe those medicines are the cause of ailments, and we live in a situation where we believe so much in African chemistry, the so-called natural medicines, but here we classify them as herbal medicine. To the extent that even if I take you, Shomari, to hospital, and you are in good care of doctors, trained doctors who have taken some time in universities for more than 5-6 years, you'll find out that most of these patients have caretakers who sneak in with the natural medicine, the herbs, to be treated. Of recent, even the prime minister of the country, Dr. Ruhakana Rugunda, has told people that, hey, listen, start using the natural medicine as an alternative to this bulging budget for the health sector. So in Uganda, natural medicine is given a priority compared to all these other medicines from factories.
Wow. So if the minister himself, prime minister himself, is trying to encourage Ugandans to use natural medicine and save the country, well, that is one thing. But can it happen? That is another thing. Can it cure everything? We don't know. Well, natural medicine is the topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in the Washington studio with Josephat Kioko, Kenneth Bwire, and Eli Kihengu. Right now, discussing natural medicine. So, in trying to find out if this is really working for the African people, and I spoke to a Cameroonian rapper who has several MTV nominations and won the 2014 Best New Act for MTV and AFRIMA. Stanley Eno, aka Bayange Boy, was also a radio and TV presenter and a co-owner of the record label Motherland Empire, and I wanted to know his take.
I think as an African, I have to stick to my natural medicine, you know, because at the end of the day, we are all humans, but we have a system. We have a body system that runs in between within us that functions differently. I'm pretty much amazed that a diagnosis that I can, I might spend like 3 days to have a result for in Douala, I can have it here in 30 minutes or in 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. It makes me feel great. Like I can come and just find a solution to my problem. I think what we have in Africa right now, the problem is more of how we can detect these diseases that we really suffer from, because we don't really have these proper elementary tools to know what Peter is suffering from, what Paul is suffering from, you know. But we have herbs. Knowing that we have herbs or plants, and we have like some traditional doctors back home, you know, and they know the formula of little diseases like headache, like, you know, like chest pain, the common cold, you know, that's different. But now when it comes to diseases like the Addison, the Parkinson, they're not even going to know. They're going to say it's witchcraft. So there is a limitation to just following or sticking to African traditional medicine, ATM, and as opposed to being modern. But now with the whole hype, the bad thing with the modern drugs or the modern medication is that the publicity behind it, sometimes, you know, the packaging and all that, even makes it so cool to take medicine. People find themselves taking medicine because it's cool, because it was well packaged and well advertised.
Yeah.
As opposed to even seeing if it's too much for your system.
And as you know, we've seen in America, maybe you've seen this yourself, so many young men die because of addiction. They try opioid medication, they tried pain medication, and they keep taking and taking and taking.
And which is too bad. So as an African, I'll stick to what I know, but I just want us to be open, you know. I just want to advise Africans listening to me right now to eat well, eat healthy, you know. Eat balanced. That's how you're going to live long. People don't have to hide information right now. It has to be very open for everybody to be able to read. You have the internet. Don't rely on medication alone. It's on your mindset too. You know what I mean? It lies in the brain. It's not about the time frame, but the mind frame. Because if you become addicted to medicine like that, bro, I mean, you have to control it. So, I mean, that's my take on all that.
All righty, Stanley Eno, all the way from Cameroon.
Yeah,
thank
man.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And let's
thank
talk.
You so much, brother.
Tonight, Let's Talk, we're discussing natural medicine. And back to the studio. According to Susan Tenner, an MD, says that people have practiced natural medicine for centuries before the advent of modern technology. Doctors and their patients had to rely on natural techniques and herbal remedies to treat illnesses or health injuries. But do they have been always successful as they claim to be? And I want to pose this question to Eli Kihengu. Are these things really successful, are these people claiming to be at all times?
Well, it depends. That's why I'm saying for me it's a conflict of interest. Now, if somebody is already sick, I wouldn't really, you know, say you have a very high blood pressure. I wouldn't really say just go take some garlic, you need to be fine. Now, if you have a, you know, you're on borderline, say try garlic and it will work. Now, the other problem is I don't think they're making studies to know exactly how much to take for how long. So back in the day, it worked. So for me, I'll still go back to, you know, my pharmacy, and I can at least believe that this is going to work this way, and I can monitor a patient and know that this is definitely going to do it. Now, if you have borderline, say, high cholesterol, you take fish oil, it will help. So, yeah, they do work to an extent, but I just wouldn't give it completely 100% if you have a serious diagnosed condition. That's how I look at it.
Okay. Well said. You're the pharmacist. But let's hear from Kenneth Bwire and my friend Joseph Atkioku. Why is that so? And do you think that they're very successful in treating people, or what is happening all the time?
Yes, apart from the educated medicine men who believe in herbs, we also have, it has grown to be a business to many people. And fraudulers are also using the name of business, the medicine men, to extort money from people. And this does not go well. Majority of those selling the herbs are from Tanzania, coming to cities like Mombasa and Nairobi. But apart from those who do the ones to the treatment, to the remedy, I know quite some good experts in this. People who came from universities and continued practicing using the traditional herbs for remedy. I can tell you, Shomari, that in Kenya, in every community, there's a certain tree which has to be planted and be protected because of curing many diseases, more than 5, more than 10, backache, chest pain, and all those things. I told you, my grandfather never went to hospital for nearly half a century, that was good record for me.
So you have a living example. Does that mean you didn't go to hospital yourself?
The world is largely polluted, and the kind of medicine we take, there's a lot of chemical reaction in our bodies, and this traditional medicine, trees, some use the stem carvings, the roots, the leaves, and apart from that, you also meet a lot of people selling the naturally made herbs in public transport, in public vehicles, bigger markets. And people believe in it. I tell you, the last year I went to a very famous hospital in Mombasa, called Aga Khan Hospital, and the doctor whom I spoke to, in fact, referred me to using some herbs, which are not found in hospitals. And that was the end of my chest pain, I tell you, Shamari.
Oh, okay. So you're a living example of what happened to you when you used some herbs. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Kenneth Bwire, you heard that. Tell me about Kampala City, my brother.
I do believe the natural medicine do work, Shomari. These other medicine we use, the first one from factories, I think is just an alternative. But not in all circumstances, though, because I grew up knowing that there's some natural medicine which will work on your stomach if you have stomach trouble. I grew up knowing that in many occasions, even pregnant mothers would go for those natural medicines. And what I believe in is these other medicines we get in hospitals is just an alternative carved out of the natural medicine and, in fact, manufactured from the natural medicine. However, it is also possible that there are some businessmen who can use such avenue to make natural medicine, in quotes, which will not be effective, therefore not working as effectively as it could have been if it's used in the right dose and it is used in the proper way. If it's a prescription from somebody with an experience that this medicine worked on my colleague Kyoko, as he says,
mm-hmm.
if you use it in the right way, it will work. If you use it in the wrong way, it will not work. In Uganda, as I told you, people are crossboard, overboard. From the prime minister, as I told you,
yeah.
to those on the bottom side, believe in the natural medicine. Think of the president himself. He has always been telling us that if you have diabetes, you don't have to do this. You have to go for this natural herb that it will work on you. So people believe in natural medicine generally here in Uganda.
Big time. That's what it is, right? All right. Yes. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours, 30 universal time. Right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
Savor the flavor of African music. Hi, I'm Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Tune in, feast your ears, and dig in to an hour of amazing Pan-African music, featured interviews, and music news. Music Time in Africa, Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. One thing I wanted to know, back to you guys. They say that there's this information that comes out all the time, and I read it, that herbs are not without any disadvantages. And also, herbal medicine is not appropriate in all situations, as Eli Kihengu stated before. So there are some few disadvantages that one needs to consider. And they're talking about inappropriate for many conditions, lack of dosage instructions, poison risk associated with wild herbs, medication interactions, lack of regulation, and so on. Eli Kihengu, you're the expert on these kind of things. So what would one be able to do? What can someone do if they're trying to get this herbal medication, but they still want to know what to do?
Yeah, so I would say, first of all, say for somebody that's sick and is taking other medications or is, you know, having complicated situations, speak to your doctor, speak to the pharmacist, make sure there's no interaction. I mean, that's a big thing that you mentioned. Interaction is a major thing. I have patients that are already on high blood pressure medications and they add up garlic or, you know, they add up something else and then the blood pressure goes completely low. So, like I say, it does work, but I think a lot of work has to be done behind it. Make sure you know what you're taking, how you're taking it. So I wouldn't just advise somebody to just jump and grab something unless you're just fine. You're not really somebody that's having a lot of underlying issues. I don't know with African countries how much regulation to it. This issue of storage, whether it's still, because a lot of these roots don't really hold their, you know, quality depending on how they're being stored. So
yeah.
A lot has to be done to make sure it's actually what it is, and more studies should be done and more regulations should be put on the industry as generally.
In general, right? Because as you see, Eli Kihengu, there's so much regulation in the pharmacies in America. But of course, in Africa, it's a different story. You have doctors who have their own personal pharmacies. And they have some lady selling the store, you know, and that lady doesn't have to be a pharmacist, just somebody selling those drugs over there, you know that. So,
correct.
Things of that nature would be maybe challenges that people would need to look into. For instance, you have sugar and you want to use some Sinatrol, you think it's going to help you out, but you're taking diabetic medication,
correct? So, you drop your sugar too low.
So you can't just jump into taking the cinnamon unless you want to ask your doctor. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Very well said. But on the other hand, tell me something, Kenneth Bwire. You know better.
Yes.
There are so many pharmacies in Uganda. I don't know if this is the same as in Tanzania. I believe it's the same. That you have people selling medication, but they have no idea what this is all about. They're not even pharmacists.
Yes, they are. And if you move in every corner, you will see somebody has established like a shop. I don't want to call it a pharmacy because it's not a pharmacy in logical sense.
It's just a shop selling medication.
And he's selling medicine. If you try to find out if this person even understands what paracetamol is and how it has to be administered, it will be up to you. If there's no difference with you who just feels I'm not okay, then you move in a shape, you say I need paracetamol to be used. So the same applies even to herbal clinics in Kampala.
Uh-huh.
There are very many herbal clinics.
Wow.
So you can't tell who is selling herbal medicine
mm-hmm.
and who is selling maybe dirty water just
wow.
mixed with soil. So you can't exactly tell what are you taking.
Mm-hmm.
You reach there, you find somebody has just been placed on the counter to sell. So you say, I'm feeling the headache. He brings you this bottle, you'll be taking this, you'll be adding on this, you'll be adding on the other. You cannot tell what are the ingredients in this bottle that I'm buying
mm-hmm.
to use to improve my health. You can't tell if this wild herb was really appropriate for me. Was it poisonous? So long as you feel sick, you just take nobody here is asked about knowing if it will work or if it can't. So long as you can give him the money or you can give her the money, here we call it free economy, Shomari. It is to whom it may concern.
Oh, my.
And, the thing about medications as well, if you believe, it's a little crazy. Sometimes you can be healed not because of what you took, but because you believe what you're taking is healing you. So I would like to have a setting where there's actual, you know, study proving that it's really the medication. Because they've done studies here where they give people placebo, and it doesn't have any medication. And they, people believe that they're taking medication and they get well.
Wow.
So, you know,
that is called the power of believing.
Brain, you know, the power of your brain. Believe you have a headache and you're taking something, and it, you know, it's really not maybe the chemical in the medication or the root. It's the fact that you believe that you're going to be well, and you're well.
You know?
And then you testify to that drug, and the truth is we don't really know.
Exactly. That's the real deal right there, man. Because trust me, people take a lot of different things and they have no idea what they're exactly taking.
Yes.
And that's very scary. So maybe Kyoko can tell me who is about this person in Mombasa who is claiming to heal HIV. What was he exactly talking about, this member of parliament in your country?
This man is a teacher by profession.
Mm-hmm.
The name is Harrison Kombe.
Mm-hmm.
He is a trained teacher. He has been teaching and rising to the post of school principal.
Uh-huh.
And then he sought a political seat and he became a member of parliament.
Uh-huh.
But what I'm seeing from him, plus the stories of Dr. Arthur Obel, these are the people who believe that ultimately Africa will be the first continent to secure that cure for HIV and AIDS.
This member of parliament, what is he saying is using to cure this disease?
He says before becoming a politician and going to college to study, to be educated as a professional teacher, the area where they come from, there has been all those kind of trials for securing natural medicine.
Mm.
And he believes he has discovered something that will ultimately cure the HIV. This has to be proved. Newspapers in Kenya have that splash. A politician, a former teacher, has that kind of cure. But it is still unproven.
Exactly, because you have to cure somebody. You got to prove it to people before you claim it.
Well, Kyoko,
thanks. And that's it for Shaw tonight, where we lightheartedly explored natural medicine. A big thank you to our guest from Cameroon, music star Stanley Nwo, a.k.a. Bayangi Boy, and Fatoumata Koroma from Sierra Leone. And also a big thank you to my guest in studio, Kenneth Sibure. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Yes, welcome.
Alrighty, and of course, Eli Kihengo all the way from Texas. Thank you for joining us tonight.
You are. It's my pleasure.
Alright, and Joseph Kioko from Mombasa, thank you for your time, sir.
Many thanks, Shomari, and it was great.
Alrighty. And of course, Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the VOA announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari See you next Monday. Ciao.